Blog Talk Radio.
Hello, it's the Roundtable Rad Reality Show version, and what a show tonight.
Welcome to the show. Where else can you listen to Big Brother House Guests, Survivor Castaways, and the Amazing Racer Racers? That's right, here at the Rad Reality Show Network, and we have so many other guests.
That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night. That tonight's gonna be a good night.
Everyone sit back and enjoy. Let's get the show on the road.
Welcome, Rad Reality fans. Welcome, Big Brother fans. And welcome, Amanda Zuckerman fans. Tonight is February 13, 2014. I'm Cherry Garcia. On air with me is Paul from Minnesota. We're very happy to have you all here with us tonight. We've got a very special guest tonight from Big Brother 15. And from the looks of the chat room, I think word has gotten out that we have the one and only Amanda Zuckerman with us tonight. Paul, you've had the pleasure of meeting Amanda, and you were one, among others, who told me that she's even more beautiful in person than she is on TV. I'm sure that you're excited to have Amanda with us tonight, huh? What do you think?
Yes, I certainly am. I was stunned. I mean, when I met her and Judd and McCray at the pizza place, and I was really almost shaking. I was so nervous. It was crazy. But absolutely, she's beautiful, and I tried to give her a little cheek rub with my beard. I'm sure she really appreciated that. I want to let people know that I am not able to be in the chat room. I am not on a computer right now. From some of the people that are regulars to the show, know that my father had to go through some cancer surgery the other day, and I am not at my computer. He had the surgery on Wednesday. It was on his tongue, so they had to cut away there. And for those that aren't familiar, my dad and mom are both 91 years old. So I was pleased to hear that the surgery went well. He has started to really improve the last 2 days since he had the surgery, and that is a good sign for my family as well. So I just thought I'd pass along to our regulars who maybe, you know, have heard about that things went well with him yesterday on his surgery.
Well, our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family, and especially your father right now, Paul. It's such a blessing to you that you have your parents with you for 91 years, and I certainly pray that he makes it a full recovery and you have them for many more years. And thanks for updating us all, and certainly be glad to have you back home. Hopefully you'll get home tomorrow, but
me too.
I'll be glad when you get there.
It's driving me nuts that I can't see the chat room and chat with you guys.
We have 103 right there. In there right now, and it's
okay.
Climbing.
Hello,
and I'm
everybody.
Sure they're all anxious to have Amanda up here with us.
I am too.
Well, without further ado, Let's bring on our special guest. I can't wait. Amanda, thank you so very much for calling in tonight. How are you?
I'm good. Thanks for having me. How are you?
Wonderful. I'm Cherry Garcia. You're on with myself and Paul from Minnesota. We welcome you to the Rad Reality family.
Thank you. I'm happy to be a part of it.
All right, Amanda, get it out of the way right away. Tell us how warm it is where you are, because the rest of the country is suffering.
Greece. Actually, it's cooling off a little bit here, but, I mean, I can't complain. I love it when it cools off.
All right. You have experienced some of the cold up here in Minnesota. When you say cooling off, you know that I don't think 50 is cooling off.
Yeah, no. Well, the weird thing is that right from Minnesota, when I was there about, I'm not sure, maybe it was like 2 months ago, right from there, even though it was colder there, I went to New York City, and I was there during the polar vortex, and I felt like it was so much colder, but I guess, you know, in New York City, you walk everywhere, so you're in Minnesota, you just, like, McRae would, like, go out and heat up the car before we would get in, like 10 minutes before, so he was kind to do that, but yeah, I'm not doubting how much colder it is over there. That's why I don't live there. You guys are freaks for living in such cold tundra weather.
Oh, we keep the riffraff out, but no, there's a lot of people that love Minnesota, and they put up with the cold because of during the summertime and the beautiful weather and the great people and all we have to offer. So I'm not. Gonna...
You do. You have. That's one thing that I really loved about. It is beautiful in the summer. Well, I was there more in like the fall when I first went to go see McRae, and I saw the leaves starting to change. It was beautiful, and the people are super awesome. I love Minnesotans.
Well, Amanda, I haven't been able to speak with you prior to now, but I had an idea for tonight's show, and you can approve or disapprove. I'm going to give you the opportunity right now. But I thought how wonderful it would be if we tried to do a show and sort of get away from the Big Brother talk.
Absolutely.
And
that's funny that
all
you
of that,
that
that you've hashed over time and time again, and talk about Amanda and who you are now rather than who you were in the Big Brother house and all the things that you've discussed time and time again, because I'd love to get to know who Amanda is right now.
Thanks.
And who
you are moving forward. Yeah, I'm sure all of the people who are listening now have already heard me basically say the same Big Brother stories over and over again, so maybe it's time to change it up.
Yeah, that's what I'd like to do tonight, is find out who you are and what you're about and without Big Brother and without McRae, but just who Amanda is.
Right,
that's what I'm excited to get to know. And so with your permission, that's what I'd kind of like to focus tonight's show on.
Yeah, that is cool with me. I like to talk about myself.
That's great, because I'd like to get to know who you are. And, just find out, even little crazy things. What's your favorite flower? What's your favorite perfume? And what's your favorite movie? And, even little details like that. And just who you are as a person and what you're doing now and where you hope to go and, what your passions are. And just dig deep and find out who Amanda is.
I think that is a fantastic idea, Cherry. This is when I personally, we've been doing this for coming on 5 years now on the Rad Reality Show, and the thing that I enjoy the most is when I get to learn more about the person, not the character that we may have seen on the reality shows. And that's what I like. We had a show with Big Brother candidates, Suzette Amayo, on last week or last Monday, and she told us so much about what she was doing with her life and how she's been part of a homeless, a what was it, a female?
A homeless shelter. Well, it's
homeless shelter.
Yeah.
And she has been doing this almost her entire life, it sounded like. And we didn't get to see that when she was on the show. So,
yeah,
Amanda,
not really, I think, a homeless
shelter,
but it's that. Well, let's start out just with little questions. Like, do you have a pet?
I do, of course. I have a French bulldog. He's the love of my life. Baxter.
Aww.
He's 4, and he's my little buddy. Like, he's amazing. I love him so much.
Aw, Baxter. I'm an absolute dog fanatic, so I had to get that out of the way first because I'm
a
dog freak.
Yep.
McCray is obsessed with Baxter. He loves him too. We were just FaceTiming before, and I put Baxter on, and he loves Baxter. Baxter misses McCray.
They do get attached, and we just actually rescued 2 little Italian greyhounds. I don't want to get into it too much, but our home burnt down a year ago, and
mm-hmm.
we lost our little Italian greyhound in the fire. And so what we did was it was really bad. It really broke my heart. We had it for 9 years, and talk about ripping your heart out. I was screaming. They were holding me back from running back in a burning home trying to go rescue my dog because I was just like, please let me go get my baby. And it was really bad. I don't want to bring the show down, but it was really bad. And so I was just ripped apart. And so moved down a few months down the road. My husband and I looked online at the Italian Greyhound Rescue group in our area, and they had these 2 little sisters that were 6 years old, and the rescue group didn't have a place that could take them both, so they had separated them. And it just broke my heart, and I thought, you know, my Chloe would have wanted me to do this. So we drove 5 hours to Kansas City and adopted them both and put them both back together, and we're going to let them live the rest of their lives being spoiled right here with us. And they are. They're getting spoiled rotten. And we've got, yeah. So happy ending there. And
yes.
I just, you know, there's nothing you can do but spoil a dog. I don't like the people that are mean to them. And I just had to find out if you were an animal lover and what kind of animal you had and get that out of the way. And
mm-hmm.
then I know that you were in real estate, and
yes.
are you continuing that, and how's that going? What are you doing on an average day?
Oh, my gosh, today was a crazy day. When I first got out of the house, I started up my website, theroyalmafia.com, and that's still running. It pretty much runs itself. That's such an awesome site. All day I really focus on my real estate. That's my main focus today. You know, I got up and had to show, I go into my office every day and I show property, and I actually have a client who just put in an offer on a house today, so hopefully they get it. And I just, you know, it's a lot of work, and being gone for 4 months definitely hurt my real estate career because it's sales, and sales is all about, you know, getting people and getting business in your pipeline. So fortunately, I sold a house, a new construction house, that's almost $1 million right before I came on the show. And at the time I was upset because you don't get paid for a new construction house until the house closes. And now a year later, in late April, early May, this house is closing. So I'm like, thank God. I'm getting paid now. So, yeah, I mean,
well,
working a lot, trying to be, you know, normal.
I'm not an expert at talent, but what I saw of you and your characters, I mean, it started off when you were making yourself sound like somebody, the airline stewardess over the speaker. And I mean, you have talent that I think could translate into into acting, and I know you've kind of dabbled in that. Are you still got that fire? Did you, is that something you would still like to do, or are you satisfied
well,
with real estate?
Unfortunately, well, I went to school for musical theater, and I've always been a thespian. I just love the theater, and so I went to New York City, and then after New York City, I went to L.A. to try the acting thing. Unfortunately, I think that once you're on a reality show, the chances are slim to none to be an actor, and that's really not where I'm at anymore. I'm too old and too fat to be an actor, but I have I am in talks with a couple of different things, reality on the reality side. So you know, you most likely haven't seen the end of Amanda Zuckerman on television. Unfortunately,
I may know somebody that you
need
to talk to, Amanda.
Oh, yeah.
So maybe we should talk after the show or at some point.
That's for sure.
Yeah. Actually, yeah, we'll talk more about that. But
okay.
I also saw on your site that you're eating healthier.
Yeah, I actually did the cucumber salad before we got on this phone call.
My husband and I are on a low-sodium diet, and OMG, it's like the hardest diet that I've ever tried to be on, but my husband's lost like 70 pounds, and I've dropped a ton of weight, and
wow,
it's incredible as far as when you stop eating all the sodium in your diet, the weight just like drops off. It's amazing because you're not putting all that sodium in your body. And
well, I don't even, like, I'm not trying to do any sort of, like, specific diet for me personally. I can't, you know, I don't count my calories and do, and I just, I can't be that way. But I just, you know how to eat healthy, and I just haven't, and especially in the house, I wasn't. But as long as I have stocked up, and as long as I don't buy the crap from the grocery store, and I just buy healthy food. I buy something like instead of chips, like I've been, you know, substituting that with kale chips, which I make and I love. And like, they have these like these freeze dried apple things that I really like for a snack. It's a matter of just getting the right food in your house. Cause you can
eating
put
healthier,
good food,
yeah,
just,
It really makes you feel better too, and you seem to have more energy, and you don't feel as like just melting into a couch all the time.
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, yeah, I feel you. It took me a little while to get used to it, but once I did, oh, my goodness, I really felt better, you know, and I dropped so much weight, and it really made me feel a lot better. And
good.
Yeah, it's something that, you know, you kind of got to get used to, but once you do, it's a world of difference. So tomorrow's Valentine's Day. Do you have any plans?
Oh, jeez.
no. I mean, I'll probably, tomorrow during the day, I have a Valentine's Day shoot with Philip Allen, who does all the Big Brother people.
He's
best. Yeah, he's been reaching out to me for a while, and fortunately, you know, he's in the area, and we're going to do a photo shoot tomorrow, which I'm super excited about. And
he does amazing work. You're going to have some incredible photos out of that, Amanda.
I know. I've seen some of the photos that he's done, and, like, I love, like, the photo shoot with, like, Caitlin looks amazing.
He did Survivor people today. I know he did Kat and a bunch of Survivor people today.
Because Kat lives in Orlando. I know he's there in Orlando, so he's going to come here and, you know, we're going to do a shoot, and I'm really excited about it. Tomorrow night, I don't have anything, like, in particular planned, but I have a bunch of single friends, and we'll probably, you know, go out and be single together and just have fun. It's really, when you're single, it's really not much of a different day than it is, you know, from every other Friday.
Yeah.
Well, that sounds
like
fun, though. Get out with
the
single friends.
Yeah, for sure. Whatever. I've never been, like, it's fun when you have, like, a significant other for Valentine's Day, but it's fun when you don't, too, because, you know, Who knows if Cupid will strike tomorrow? You never know.
That's right.
No, I just wanted to comment on Philip Allen. He is amazing, and he happened to fall in love with taking many series of photos of one of my favorite people from Big Brother. Was Lydia from season 11. And she changes, you know, like a chameleon sometimes, and did beautiful photos. He had long hoped that he could get Janelle, and he did, I think, finally get Janelle. And what do you think of her?
Janelle?
Mm-hmm.
I love Janelle. Janelle, she, every time I go to Minnesota, we see her, and Mia McCrae and her husband stayed at the W downtown in Minnesota and celebrated New Year's together. And the Janelle really in person is, she's stunning, but she's like she's like a Marilyn Monroe, just the way that she speaks and like the way that she carries herself and the way that, like, she is such a bombshell. And
isn't she amazing?
Yeah, and you know, she's
I met her first out in LA, and I've met tons of reality people. I go to a lot of events, but when I met Janelle, I actually had like the shakes. I literally was like so nervous, and she came up to me and just started talking to me like so down to earth, and she was preggers then. And not very far along, but just starting to show, and started talking to me about how she had just gone shopping for baby clothes and was so excited. And we just started talking, like, just carrying on this normal, great conversation. And I was just, like, so put at ease with her. And here I was, so I was literally, like, starstruck by her.
Really?
She's so, you know, like, gorgeous. And
yeah, she is.
Just amazing. And one of the few reality stars that I was really, like, absolutely starstruck by. And she just made me feel so at ease.
At ease.
And I have felt so blessed to know her ever since, because I felt like if I could, you know, feel at ease with her, I could feel at ease with almost anyone the way I was feeling when I first met her.
Well,
I was just blown away. She's so amazing.
There was somebody else that you got to meet recently that is an icon in the reality TV world, the first winner of Survivor, and I know how excited you were to get to meet Richard Hatch at Toys for Tots. And okay, this is kind of a question we ask many of the people, Amanda, that come on our show. Is this is the Rad Reality Show, and we love Big Brother, but we also talk other reality shows, too numerous to mention. I'm just curious if you've ever been into or currently a fan of any type of reality shows that you want to share with us.
Yeah, but unfortunately not. I mean, I like a lot of the Bravo shows, like the Housewives.
There you go, Cherry. There you go, Cherry.
I love the Bravo. I could talk about that forever. And I love, like, Millionaire Match, literally, like, every Bravo show I watch and I love. What other reality? And, like, on MTV, I'm really into this season. Well, I've only watched a couple of episodes, but I'm going to be tuning in definitely next week. The Real World this season has
explosion.
The Real World Explosion, yeah.
Yes.
I mean, Real World was getting kind of stale, and I just caught one episode of this Real World, and I'm like, this is going to be, you know, this is going to blow up again. And I've been chatting with Jamie from the
Yeah.
She's the one with the tattoos. She sent me over, I'm making a video, mean tweet, and she sent me over a video for that too, so I'm super excited to have her involved. And yeah, I mean, what else? A Teen Mom, I like, you know.
I watch all of those, Amanda, every one of them.
I like TLC
Bravo
shows. Like, I like Sister Wives. I find that really interesting. I just got offered to do a show on A&E, but it was, I think I might be under contract for a little bit longer, and B, I don't want to do another game show unless it's Big Brother, so.
Yeah.
Yeah, I love reality.
I was just gonna comment on the real world thing. We always talk about what twist is happening in Big Brother this season. Holy cow, that is a twist on the real world that just had fantastic potential, and it has lived up to it. I mean, that is a.
Can you imagine if Big Brother did that, like Big Brother exes?
Well, they did it back in, was it season 4, Cherry? Where they had a few of their exes show up. It was, I can't think right now what they called it, but wasn't that the season that June won? She had an ex in there too, and that's what I kind of thought Real World kind of stole.
Yes, season 4.
Yeah, but it was nowhere near as explosive as this.
Yeah, well, because they all had their exes in there, and then things get, you know, complex, and I don't know. I like it. I like the drama. And I actually caught one episode of this other show. I think it's called for another MTV show where they have to, like, find who they're – it's called Perfect Match.
Are You the One?
That's what it is.
Are You the One?
Yes, I'm watching that,
too.
I know. I'm watching all those shows, Amanda. Every one of them.
Yeah, and and sorry, I'm a big Keeping Up with the Kardashians. Like, I keep up with the Kardashians. I am keeping up with the Kardashians all the time. Love Keeping Up with the Kardashians.
So what do you think? Go ahead, Paul.
No, I was just curious if you're much of a traveler, or you've gotten that out of your blood and you just like to kind of stay where you are, or are there places that you would like to still go visit anywhere?
Oh, that's what I feel like life's about. Life's about love, and life's about seeing the world and seeing the world with potentially someone you love. So, yeah, no, I've been all over the place. I've been to Europe a couple times, and I went to Israel 2.5 years ago, and all around the United States, and I lived all over as well. And there's definitely a lot of places I still want to go, and you got to see the world, man. You got to make yourself cultured and see what life is other than inside your bubble.
Okay, so two questions. Where is the favorite place that you've been to already, and if you could get on a plane right now and take off and go anywhere that you haven't been, where would you go?
My favorite place by far was Israel. When I went there, for my birthright, which is basically a trip that if you're Jewish, it sends you over there and teaches you about your heritage. And I was there for 12 days, and I connected so much with being there and being, you know, around the Israeli people and the history and how I'm a part of that. And it was really magical, really special, and it was an awesome, awesome experience. And if you're listening out there and you're Jewish and you haven't taken advantage of your birthright trip, if you're 26 or under, go to the amazing Israel, your birthright. And if you go on your birthright trip, go on Amazing Israel, because it's the most amazing time I've ever had in my entire life. It's $200, and then you get that $200 back on a card. So they pay for your flight. They pay for your accommodation. They pay for everything. And it's a free trip to Israel if you're Jewish. And they send you with a bunch of other kids your age. And it is an experience you will never, ever forget.
Oh, my
Amanda,
word.
That's amazing. You could be opening the world up for so many people that had no idea about that. And opening a world up that people will remember forever, just like you remember it, and it's so amazing to you. If people weren't aware that was available to them, and they hear you talking about it, and they're able to go on that trip, imagine how you touched people's lives in that way. That is incredible.
It's the Taglich birthright. Look it up. If you're Jewish, even you don't even have to be full Jewish. If you have if you're half Jewish, like as long as you can, you know. It's awesome.
Here, Amanda, here's the question I would ask if I was younger than 26, and I just heard that. could I convert to Judaism and still do this?
I'm not sure. I don't know how that works. And I don't think converting to Judaism is that easy.
All right, what's the answer to Carrie's second question?
If you could jump on a plane right now and go anywhere in the world, where would you go?
I'd really like to go to Thailand or Bali. it looks really cool, very different. I'd love to go to Australia. It looks pretty awesome there as well. But something I'd say Bali would be like, or Thailand would be like my number one so far, just because there's so many like cool things. And I've never been to Africa either, so Africa would be pretty cool as well.
Hey, Cherry, I'm so glad that you brought up Thailand. Did you see the picture of one of our friends from the Rad Reality Show family who is currently... He's from Minnesota, Amanda, and he's currently vacationing in Thailand. Did you see the picture he posted?
No, I didn't.
He said something like, "Hey, polar vortex, F you."
That's funny.
Amanda, are you watching Blood, Sweat, and Heels as well?
No, I'm not. I have enough shows on my DVR that I don't really get to watch.
I know. I'm the same way. I'm trying to watch it. It's on my DVR, but, you know, it's a Bravo show, and I'm trying to keep up. Bravo just puts out so many good shows, it's hard to keep up with them all.
I know, and I really love Millionaire Matchmaker. I love Patty Stranger. She's such a ballsy bitch,
and I
love
her.
I do, too. She's amazing.
So I'm curious about, I think I can guess it, that family is important to you, and are you able to stay in touch and see your family as much as you would like to?
My whole family is here. I moved away. I was the black sheep. I'm the middle child. I have an older brother who's 32 and a younger sister who's 21. And they've always been very, very close to my parents. And, you know, I was always the black sheep. Like, ever since I was 7 years old, every summer I would go to summer camp for 2 months away from my family in Connecticut. For 10 years I did that. I went to summer camp. And then after that, right after high school, I moved to New York City. And then after that, I was gone for 8 years. But then when my brother, his wife got pregnant, and my niece and nephew were going to come, I was like, I don't want to be that aunt that lives in California while, you know, then they'll never get to see me. They won't even know who I am. And family, the older I've gotten, the more important my family and friends have come to me. So I still live a good, like, 35 minutes away, but it's close enough that I get to see them whenever I want to, but far enough that I get to have my distance.
I was going to say, that's a safe distance.
Yeah.
So, well, on the weekends, what is your favorite weekend, like an Amanda weekend? What would be like your
ideal,
your most fun thing to do on an Amanda weekend?
Most fun thing to do, or what I normally do?
well, let's do both of those.
I think typically with my work, a lot of the times people, I need to show property during the day on the weekend because a lot of people work during the week and they need to see property. So I'll typically work Saturday and or Sunday during the day. But, I mean, once the nighttime rolls around in Delray Beach, there's this street called Atlantic Avenue, and east of, like, 95, there's just all these bars and restaurants and stuff. And I've met some, like, awesome people, and I love nothing more than to just hang out with my friends and just, you know, just hang out and go to bars and just have fun at night. And
Absolutely. Well, you're young. That's what you're supposed to do.
Yeah.
You know?
Like, I have some friends who have, like, a boat. Like, it's nice to go out on a boat or go to the beach or something. But typically, like, you know, typically I work during the day, and at night I'll go have a couple cocktails.
And you can call that networking, too, you know? You're
meeting
people.
Yeah, totally. Yeah, it's networking. That's what I'm doing. No, you know what's weird? You know, like, this is like, the weirdest thing. When I get drunk or when I get a little tipsy, like, I took Spanish for, like, 5 years in school. I suddenly become, like, bilingual. Like, I get to speak, like, full Spanish. It's the weirdest thing in the world. And I swear to God, like, I will have a conversation. I have some Colombian girlfriends that, like, I will have, like, a full-fledged conversation in Spanish with them. I don't even know how that guy, like, resurfaces. And also, I know real estate, but when I'm drunk, I remember, like, because I know all of the inventory, like, I remember stuff. Like, I am on point when I am drunk when I'm talking about real estate. Like, I get a lot of business when I'm tipsy. Maybe
I used to be in sales, too, Amanda, and most of my business was done in a bar when I was your age, and I know exactly what you're saying.
I could drink like nobody's
business when I was that age,
so
and believe me, that's where most of the business is done.
Yeah.
That's where it's at. I mean, I was in telecommunication sales. I sold large telecommunications equipment, and that's where contracts are signed. That's where it happens.
Well, not where my contracts are signed, but I definitely like to schmooze and talk about it. I have problems turning off work because I really enjoy it. I really, really love my job, and I love being knowledgeable about what I do. So, like, talking about work, it doesn't seem like talking about work to me. It's talking about, like, a passion of mine. So, you know.
And that's the best thing, is that you love what you do, and therefore you're going to be amazing at it, you know, because you don't dread getting up and doing it every day.
Yeah.
You know, and that's the difference. When people hate getting up and going to work every day, you know, that makes for such an awful life Monday through Friday, to, you know, when you hate hitting that alarm clock and getting up and getting dressed and going in. If you like what you do and you have that passion for it and you enjoy it, then you're going to be good at it because you like, you know, doing whatever it is you do. And
yeah,
it just makes a big difference. I mean, there's no two ways about it. So it's great that you found something that you enjoy and you can be that passionate about it. And it's great that, you know, down there, I mean, I've seen some of the pictures, and apparently you show some of the high end. You're not showing like little bungalows.
I hustle, girl. Like, I show like things that are like $50,000 to homes that are in the multi-millions. So I don't discriminate. I'm not at that point where I can just let business go by. I work. Like, if I show, you know, a property that's $50,000 one time, then, you know, it's a good little paycheck there for one showing, you know. So
right.
Yeah. So yeah, I get to see a lot of really freaking cool homes, but nothing compares to the Big Brother house, obviously.
Hard living there with so many people? I have to at least ask that. I was trying to stay away from Big Brother conversation, but
yeah, it was very difficult. The reason why it's difficult is because we are all individually picked over for a reason. Like, there is a reason that they put us all in the house, and the reason is because we're all batshit crazy. So then when you put 16 batshit crazy people in a house together, then it's going to get super stressful. And it was difficult, but it was an experience I would have never ever thought I would have had, and I'm so grateful for it. And, I mean, it's a game. A game is supposed to be hard, and this just happens to be primarily a psychological and mentally challenging game. And, you know, fortunately, I did well for most of it.
We've had some, you know, survivor castaways, you know, that have come on the show and even said they've been familiar with Big Brother. They said, I don't know if I could handle that. I thought, really?
Well, it's just the thing is that there's nothing to do. I think that's why you get into, you know, you go crazy in there. Because there's so many, like, after a while, when you're there for as long as I was there, there's so many lies going on that you forget what the truth is, finally. You know what I mean? And fortunately for me, like, for most of it, until Andy screwed me over, I knew what was going on. But then when the MVP started happening, I went a little crazy. And when people and I'm a control freak, so if I didn't know what was going on in the house, like, I would freak out. it didn't really work for me that well. But it was really difficult. Anybody who would tell you otherwise, you know, is nuts, or they were gone the first week.
I don't want to get sucked into this because I really was looking forward to, you know, we could talk Big Brother on and on and on, but I'm curious, how are you in school? What was your favorite subject growing up? What did you excel in if you were to pick something?
Theater. I sucked in school. I was not a good student. The weird thing is that I did well in English, but just like the creative side of it, that's why I went to school for theater. I was like a C student, but when it came to real estate, for instance, I passed, you know, my preliminary real estate exam with a 98%. I got two questions wrong. Yeah, which most of my friends fail. And then my state exam, I passed on the first try. Because I loved it. Like, when I love something, I will know it back and forth. But if I don't care, like, I'm terrible at math. But I did very well. I did very well in theater and English, and it depended on my teacher too. But I went to one in my school for musical theater. I did excel there.
So what was the age that you first got into musical theater? Was it like in junior high school or?
Oh God, no! I was doing theater since I was a baby. Like since I was, I think my first show was I was Lucy in You're a Good Man, Charlie Brown in elementary school.
Aww.
And I always
got
to
leave.
Oh my God! Of course, I am such a Lucy, aren't I? And then in summer camp, I would always do the musical theater shows. I just always had a passion for performing. I think that's why, you know, I'm an entertainer. Like, I enjoy entertaining, I enjoy singing, and I enjoy making people laugh, like, overall. Like, I love making fun of myself and just being silly and just, like, making other people laugh. It makes me happy, so...
We're going to have to get you to sing before we let you off the air. But taking a call.
Yeah, not at all.
All right, let's
somebody
do this. We've got somebody
that's
been holding on for a while now. And we've got David from Orlando on the air with us. Hi, David. Thank you for holding.
Hey, Amanda.
Hey, David.
Hey, what's up, girl? How you doing?
I'm good, boy. How you doing?
I'm in Orlando. I send you tweets and you don't want to take my Twitter.
Which one? Honey, I have like 62,000 followers. I don't see it. Unless you like see it all the time, I don't see it.
Yeah, it's David Kavanaugh, I think, for the – yeah, I hit you up. I hit McCray up. McCray, I talked to McCray before. Me and Spencer, we tweet back and forth every once in a while.
Oh, well, then I'm just an asshole.
You want to get on Big Brother?
Yeah, actually, I went to 3 open calls in Tampa, never got called, didn't get to the second round, no callbacks, and I'm going to be gearing up for season 16. And I tell you what, this David is not going to be the first one evicted. I'm going to get the last one getting the check from Julie Chen.
Very nice. Well, you know, Judd auditioned a whole bunch of times before he got on, so don't be discouraged.
Go ahead. No, Dan, it took like Dan 4 or 5 times to get casted before he got in the house.
Yeah, I think that you have to find out who you are, you know? Like for me, I mean, I was fortunate that I just submitted a video and then it just happened from there. But I knew who I was. I'm a very outgoing, honest, open, very, like, I know my type. Like, I know who I am and overtly sexual and whatever else. And, like, I knew that there hadn't really been another character like me on the show, but I'm a character.
Right.
So, and that's what you have to look at yourself as, is like, you're not, you know, just David. Like what makes you different? Like, what stories make you different? What makes you entertaining? What makes you captivating?
Well, see, this is how I'm going to bring it when I go to open casting, when I do them in Florida, is that the thing is, Amanda, is that, one, it's going to be a plus and a minus against me because, okay, yeah, I'm married like Helen was, but then I'm middle-aged. I'm 46. See, so when they're going to cast, that's going to be kind of tough because, you know, in summertime, they want the young bodies. They want the hot bodies. They want the 20- and 30-year-olds. So, and yes, they've casted before. They've had Renee, Rennie. They've had Jerry and Joe. I think Joe was in his 30s. But that's going to be one thing, I think, a negative against.
Yeah, but
me,
even look at the older people the people who are not, you know, in their 20s that they cast on the show. Helen, she is a politician. They knew that she was going to be able to talk, she was going to be able to sell, and she had a story that she was going to keep under wraps. Rennie was, you know, New Orleans, like very, like a big character, and Jerry is ex-military. Like, these are all very, very distinct characters, you know? I don't actually,
right.
I don't know, I think Rennie and Jerry were like very, very distinct characters, but I think, and I don't even put Helen in the same category as them because Helen's a lot younger than all of them. But but you're a lot younger than Rennie and Jerry as well. But you just have to find out, you know, who you are. Like,
right, well, see, this is how I'm going to sell it to the casting scouts. When I go there, I'm going to tell them, for the one thing, I can bring not only my good looks, but I can also bring my high energy. You know what I'm saying? I'm full of energy. I'm very competitive. I always want to be number one. I'm a follower, not a leader. I mean, I'm a leader, not a follower. And the thing is that with my age, I can manipulate some of the younger kids, you know, as a father figure, because you've had a lot of older women, you know. Well, you had Shelley, you had Helen, you know, every season. You never had a middle-aged guy as a father figure in the house. That's what I'm going to try to sell. So, I mean, you know what I'm saying? I mean, you had Shelley when Jordan was on there, and like I said, so that's the kind of approach I'm going to try to take.
Yeah, I mean, just definitely be yourself, and good luck to you.
Well, I appreciate that, and, you know, if you accept me on Twitter, that would be cool, because, see, we always had the Florida connection, and that's why when they said Amanda, I was telling my wife, I was like, oh, cool, she's from down south, because you're like West Palm Beach Flagler or Fort Lauderdale?
I'm in, like, Boynton Beach area.
Boynton Beach area. So I was like, cool, I'm in Orlando. So I want the Florida person to win. I mean, that's who I'm going to root for, is the Florida person.
Mm-hmm.
That's when you guys first started out. That was even before David got evicted, and they just started chipping away. And then you and McCray were doing your thing in the house. And, you know, I was like, man, you know, hopefully she stays and so forth. But, you know, that's what I'm saying, is I always go first with my loyalty for my state, you know, Florida.
Thank you. Thank you. I appreciate that. Thank you.
Well, thanks for calling in, David.
No problem. I appreciate
that. All right,
that.
You have a good night.
You too.
All right,
bye-bye.
Take care, hon. Bye-bye.
You too. Bye-bye.
He was sweet.
Thanks for taking a call.
Yeah, no, I love talking to fans, and he was sweet, so I'm glad that he called in.
So, moving on. If you weren't doing real estate, what do you think you would be doing as a career if you weren't doing real estate?
If I wasn't doing real estate, I think I'd go back to working, and I worked in reality television before. I was on reality television in post-production, I think, that I would be, and that's the only other, besides being on air, the only other job besides real estate that I enjoyed. The hours were a little crazy, but, you know, when I was working in reality television before, I, you know, worked my way up to be an associate producer on a show on G4 called Human Wrecking Balls. I don't think it's on anymore. And the hours were just insane. But my inevitable goal was to be an executive producer and, you know, create and pitch my own shows. So if I wasn't a real estate agent and I gave up the reality thing, being on air, then I think I would be working in production and television because I like being creative and I like putting things together.
That sounds amazing. And that sort of is gearing back to that person that I was telling you we need to talk about. But we do have another caller. Would you like to take another call?
Bring them on as much as you don't even need to ask me. You can just take people.
Okay.
All right. Let's do this.
I love talking to
you. We've got Janie on the air with us. How are you, Janie? You're on with Amanda Zuckerman.
Hey
Janie,
hey,
how
what's
are
up?
You?
It's Beth.
Hey,
Amanda.
Not
Janie.
Yeah,
how
it's
are Beth.
You?
Or as you call me, Janie.
Hey.
I love it. Janie.
Janie stole my dolly. What's up, girl?
Yeah. Hey, what's up, girl? I just wanted to tell you, because I don't know if you got my tweets. When we had a conversation, like, you know, 2 weeks ago, we were on the phone a long time. I never, ever, ever told anybody anything that was said. And I know a couple of your Looney Tunes fans are, like, saying to you, she said this, I never said anything. Never. Look on my timeline.
You know,
I've kept all that private.
I don't really have anything to say to that. I think that maybe she was mistaken, but I don't know. I don't like to get involved in that kind of stuff either, but I don't I'm not worried about it, and
thank you.
And
I was
trying to get
it straight because I know that Little Miss Sea Monkey on Twitter likes to play like she's innocent and like she doesn't say anything bad, but she says a lot of stuff.
This isn't really the place for this kind of conversation. Did you have a question for Amanda?
No, I just wanted to get that straight. That was
okay.
Yeah.
Well,
hey,
this really isn't the place or time for
Jerry
for this
Janie,
kind of conversation.
Jerry,
okay.
Janie said that she's been a Facebook friend of yours from way, way back. I don't know if she goes by a different name, but you might actually even know her.
Yeah, she does. But it's okay.
Okay.
I understand.
All right.
With that being said, I'm not paying attention to any sort of like negativity whatsoever. And, you know, people who are my fans, I am just saying and reaching out now. If you're my fan, I appreciate it, and I love the love that you share with me. And if you dislike another house guest, you know, don't focus on that. Like, let's not focus on any of the negativity and focus on the
things, focus on the positive things
because that's all that really matters. And if you don't like somebody on Twitter.
I wanted to just reassure you that wasn't true, that I would never, ever have a private conversation with you and then go and dish about it or say she said this and she said that. I would never, ever do that. And I certainly never said that, hey, she called you this name or she called you that name. And I wanted to apologize to you for that person saying that to you and involving you in that Twitter war because she was wrong to do that.
Well, hopefully
That's the main purpose of my call was.
All right, Janie. Thank you for calling.
Thank
and I know
you
it's
so much,
tough, sweetie. Tough for the fans
You're
as well
welcome.
As the, thank
All
you.
Right.
Take care.
You have a good
Bye.
Night, hon.
Bye.
All right. Bye-bye. Okay. I just don't want you to be put in a bad position on our show, Amanda. I don't know what goes on as far as tweets and Twitter wars
well,
and all
feel,
that kind
I
of stuff,
well,
and I don't
every...
want you to be put in a bad position here on our show. So well, I'd rather shut that down.
I don't like the whole. No, none of my fans are Looney Tuney. I think everybody everybody likes different house guests, and you mm-hmm. know, sometimes people will argue, and I think that everybody just has their opinion, and you know, and I appreciate all of my fans' support. So that's all that I have to say about that.
There you go. I think that's a very, very wonderful comment, and you know, I apologize for, you know.
No, it everything we're good here. I have to ask you, and it's because I'm in a different spot than I normally am, Cherry. Did I drop off the switchboard?
No, you're still there.
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, good.
How are we doing in the chat room, by the way? I'm not at my computer. Do we have it?
We've got well over 100 people in the chat room, and everybody's just chatting away and enjoying the show, and that it is a very positive show, and there's not any negativity, and that we're having a great show, and that there's a lot of, you know, it's just a nice show tonight, and there's no bashing going on, no negativity, and people are enjoying it, and I'm loving that.
I'm glad.
So I really appreciate that everybody is being so nice, and we're just having a nice conversation, and that's what I wanted, and finding out more and more about who Amanda is, and that was my goal tonight, was just talking about you and who you are as a person, and what makes you tick. You know, what makes Amanda tick? And, you know, what kind of things piss you off? And what kind of things make you happy? And, you know, that kind of stuff, you know?
Yeah.
So that was my goal tonight. And so far, I think we've done really well. We haven't talked about Big Brother much at all. And, you know, it was such a big part of you and what you've done, but you've been on a lot of shows and you've answered all of those questions, and I just wanted to give you the opportunity to talk about you as a person tonight. And that was my goal, and I've enjoyed it so much.
I have too, and I'm sorry.
Go ahead, Paul.
You're done.
I didn't mean
no,
to cut
I
you
have,
off.
I have... I'm sorry. I have enjoyed it, too, and I am a huge Big Brother fan, and I was a huge Amanda fan.
Thank you.
And it's hard for me not to talk about the show, but I love this aspect. I really do. I'm fascinated by a lot of the things you have shared with us here and what you like to do in your life and your passions and your musical theater. And did you ever have, by the way, I hate to go way back to what we were talking earlier, but is there like a favorite musical that you...
Yeah, I mean, I would say, that's so hard for me to pick, but Rent, I was a big Rent head. And the crazy thing was, is that the Bernard Chelsea casts most of the musicals on Broadway, and his parents worked. When my parents worked at a flea market for a very short amount of time, they became friends because his parents worked at a flea market as well. And Bernard Chelsea got me and my mother tickets, and then to go backstage to Rent. And I was really young. I think I might have been like 13, maybe younger. And the weird thing is that Angel, who was played by Wilson Germain Heredia, like 10 years later, I met him again on the set of a movie that I was in, and we ended up dating a little bit later.
Wow.
So I have a connection. And he also played Angel in the movie, too. But Rent, I love Rent. I love Cabaret, and I'd say contemporary musical wise, I really, Rent, Wicked, I love. So I need to watch the last 5 years. I love the music for, but it's hard for me to pick one. That answer was probably a lot longer than what you were expecting.
No, it adds to it. I never heard the term rent head, and it just popped into my mind. Well, I know Cherry was a deadhead. I'm curious, what kind of music are you?
You had to bring it up, Paul.
I did.
I wanted to say, just because we do have a couple of people on our switchboard, sometimes people call in just to listen to the show on our switchboard. If you're calling in and you want to talk to us on air, remember to press the 1. If you're calling to listen to the show just on the switchboard, that's great. But if you want to talk to us on air, remember to press the 1 so that we know that you want to talk to us on air. Just wanted to get that out of the way. There's a few people on there that haven't pressed the 1, and I didn't know if they were just listening or if they wanted to talk to us. So,
what music do you like listening to?
Oh, gosh. I could just go off of my, like, Pandora station other than, like, musical theater, which I do. I listen to a musical theater station on Pandora, but I really I love to listen to my Amy Winehouse station, Beyonce, Rihanna. I love Adele. I'm so eclectic with the type of music I like. It depends on the mood that I'm in. Sometimes I want to listen to the Beatles, and sometimes I want to listen to Eminem. Like, it definitely depends on my mood. Yeah.
So do you think you could sing us just a little bit tonight, Amanda? If we put you on the spot and said please? Silence.
Amanda?
Okay.
Can you hear us? Did you mute your phone?
Did we lose Amanda?
She still shows up on my switchboard.
Yeah, she's showing on mine too. Amanda, did we lose you? Maybe I shouldn't have asked her to sing.
No.
Amanda,
okay.
Did you hit mute on your phone? She's still showing up on the switchboard, so I don't know why we can't hear her. Amanda, check
you
your
think,
phone and see if you hit the mute button.
Cherry, do you think that one of those other calls could have... Maybe her phone died and she's calling back on a different area code or something. I'm looking.
Why don't you check that other one that's the same area? Well, it just dropped.
This is strange because it shows that she is there.
If that call comes back on, grab it. There it is. Okay. Area code 561.
That's her.
That's me.
Oh.
Oh, my God, now we show you on the switchboard twice.
We were like, what happened to our Amanda?
You guys hung up on me or something. It started going busy. Started going to, like, a busy tone for some reason. It was weird.
Thank you. Thank you for calling back. This has
thank
happened.
Thank you so much. It shows that you're still on our switchboard. On our switchboard, it shows that you're still on your original call. So... Blog Talk does really bizarre things sometimes.
Amanda,
my
Cherry
question
worried.
To you.
Yeah.
I asked you. I said, Amanda, could we get you to sing a little to us if we put you on
and
the spot and said, please? And then you just went away. And I was like, oh, my God, maybe I shouldn't have asked her to sing.
No. Well, A, no. I get nervous in the impromptu singing thing, but you can on my actually, I think they took down the holiday video. But no, I think that you could find me singing somewhere at some point, but not tonight. My throat hurts a little bit.
All right, I don't blame you. I can't carry a tune in a bucket, girl. But if I could sing, I wouldn't. I don't think I could like just at the drop of the hat either. So
yeah,
I don't blame you a bit.
Yeah, after, like, you know, your voice is a muscle. So, like, when I work all day and I talk all day, like, by the end of the day, my throat is just, like, tired and singing. I'd sound like crap, and I don't want to, like, you know, I don't know.
I don't blame you. Well, we do have another caller, and
okay. We'll
bring this caller up now and see if she has a question for you. We have Kim. Hi, Kim. You're on with Amanda Zuckerman. How are you?
Good. Hi, Sherry. Hi, Amanda.
Hi, Kim.
I just want to say I met Amanda at Judd's Homecoming, and
oh, cool.
She is beautiful.
Mm.
Beautiful.
Oh, you're so sweet. Thank you so much.
That's
I did have
hear
a
from
question.
Everybody that's met Amanda. They say how beautiful she is in person and even more beautiful than she is on TV.
Thank you. That's
definitely.
Very sweet.
Definitely. My question is, I know Amanda's a big Vanderpump fan.
Yeah.
And I wanted to find out who would you be friends with on that show if you were on there or had a chance to be?
You know, it's hard to tell. It's hard to tell from the show because obviously, you know, those shows are very heavy on the editing and even scripting, you know, like those shows, they basically, working in the reality business myself, being like behind the scenes, they're very, you know, they sit two people down and they have a shooting day and they say, okay, here you're going to talk about, you know, when Jack did this. But I really like Stassi. I think that she's spicy and like super funny and like very like witty and sharp. And, you know, I don't really know from like a distance. I think Shayna looks pretty cool, but like I'm not really sure. I can tell you that in real life, I'm typically friends with, you know, I don't really have any enemies. And, I feel like in that season, did you watch the season finale?
Yes.
I feel, or the, at least part one, although like Kristen, you know, made mistakes and did what she did, I sort of feel like empathetic towards people who like everybody gangs up on because
mm-hmm.
it sucks to be ganged up on. And I don't really know. Like, I feel like I've known Jack before and we've hung out, although he denies it. I'm not sure why, but maybe I should start denying it now since he's getting a bad edit. And he was, you know, he was all right. Like, he was fine. But, yeah, I mean, I guess Stassi would be my number one. I think that she's, like, really cool.
Stassi reminds me of you a lot.
Oh, really?
Yeah. I think you would be best friends with her.
Yeah. You know, I have, like, most of my girlfriends are, like, well, actually, they range. Like, I have, like, people, friends who, I mean, look at McCray. You know what I mean? Like, McCray is, like, one of my closest friends. And he's just, like, super, like, chill and calm and just quiet and nice and, like, completely opposite from what I am. I really just associate, you know, myself with people, I don't know, with interesting people. I don't know.
Yeah.
But I love Vanderpump Rules. I love Vanderpump Rules now more than I love Real Housewives.
I know. The reunion show was interesting.
Oh my God, I felt so bad. Like overall, like no matter what happens, no one wants to see like your ex of 5 years like holding hands with somebody like else, you know, especially somebody else who, you know, you have some sort of a history with. It just hurts, and I hurt. Although she is an idiot and made a mistake, it just I hurt for her because I know that like she must be really heartbroken. So it's hard to watch.
It is.
Yeah.
And I have.
Do you think Stassi will
can...
come back now that she's moved to New York?
I my prediction is that Stassi will get a spinoff show on Bravo. That's my prediction.
I
think she made that show, 100%, and she has the best. In Big Brother lingo, we'd say like the diary room sessions. Like she had the best, interviews. And, you know, they gave that other girl, Courtney, Courtney loves Dallas. And she gave her, they gave her her own spinoff show. I think Stassi deserves and can hold. You have to be able to hold your own show. I think Stassi would be able to hold her own show because, you know, she's just badass. That's my prediction.
And I like Courtney, too.
I don't know.
Do you watch that show? Do you watch
Courtney?
Yeah,
I do, yeah.
I do, too.
I watch all those shows.
I do, too. I love it. I go to sleep to Bravo every night.
I know, I love it.
My hopper is on Bravo.
Oh, really? Did you have any more questions?
Yeah, I wanted to find out if you were offered to do a real estate reality show, like they have those, was it the New York one? And
yeah, and they
Ooh.
Have like, well, they started filming on Miami, the $1 Million Listing Miami. But those really, they only have men realtors for some reason. But I actually, it's funny that you say that because I was, I actually received a call yesterday and a call today regarding the one yesterday. I wouldn't do it. Was at like a competition type show for real estate. But I got a call today about something regarding it. So there's stuff in like, in, you know, in the very, very, very beginning process. So, yeah, I would do it, but only if it was, like, in accordance to my exclusive contract with CBS and all that jazz.
Right. That would be a great show.
Yeah.
I think that would be great for you.
Yeah, it would be a lot of fun. It's something that, you know, I love to do, and there is a lot of drama in it, but really the weird thing about $1 Million Listing is they show the drama like between the other realtors and like in real life, like there's no, I mean, there's like, you have issues with other realtors sometimes when you do a deal, but there's no like, I don't know. My mom does real estate too, so I guess like I could play into it. I don't know. Someone call Andy and tell him I need my own show.
I think they definitely need a woman, though, because there's all men on there. You're right. And there isn't any women on there right now. So
yeah.
That would be great.
Yeah, I would do it. Of course, I would do it. Come on. It would be cool.
Yeah. Well,
that would
cool.
be great to have, like, a mother-daughter real estate team.
I don't think I don't think any of my family would do reality, except for my dad. My dad would, but I think after they saw, you know, what I went through on the show, that first they think that I'm insane for like being open to doing it again or doing other shows again. And I don't know. My mother definitely would not be receptive to doing anything like that.
Well,
unless she was like
after
a little on the
baby bed. Go through that, I can hardly blame her. I mean, you just want to protect your child and I can see where, yeah, she might be a little
put off a little bit. Yeah.
Yeah. So I can understand that. But it would be nice to see women in that arena, you know, on TV, because, as you said, it's only men. And women are very strong in real estate. And
yeah.
It's not a very, you know, clear perception of having just men on those shows. Women are very strong in real estate. And
yeah, especially
I would
here
love
in
to
South
see.
Florida. Yeah.
And I think you could hold your own against some of those men. So I would love to see
that.
Oh,
I do. Thank you. I appreciate that.
Well, thank
You're
you so
welcome.
Much for calling in, Kim. That was an awesome question. I would like to see her go up against some of those guys as well. So
I would too.
I think she'd whoop some ass, actually.
Thanks, girls. Girl power.
Absolutely.
Well, thanks, Amanda.
Thank you so much for calling in.
Good luck.
You take care,
thank
Kim.
Thank you. Have a good night. You too.
You too. Bye.
Bye-bye,
hon. Okay. It looks like we're free of callers right at the moment.
No, I show.
Nope, we've got another one right now.
Yeah.
We'll take another caller then. We've got Caroline Caroline, you're on the air with Amanda Zuckerman. How are you?
Hi.
Hi, Caroline. Is this Caroline with the blonde hair and you have a child and you're like my age, or am I mixing
yes.
with that?
Yes.
Wow.
That's awesome
I'm
that
good.
You did that.
Hey, Amanda, Amanda, are you
stalking her? I listened to your toy cam last night.
Yeah, I'm stalking her. What's up, girl?
I listened to your toy cam last night, and you said carob, and I was like, it's carob-y.
Not like the carob chip.
But, yeah, I wanted to say hi, and I have kind of a random question, and I think I've tweeted you this before, but are you familiar with the Pembroke Pines area?
Yeah, Pembroke Pines. I am, yeah.
Okay, because my mom lives there in Pembroke Isles, and she actually is wanting to sell her house because she has been contacted by some agents that area is, like, a lot of people want to live there, apparently. And I just thought it would be cool to be her agent. So I've been trying to ask you.
Well, I'll DM you my email after this, and then you can send me over the information, and I can look into it for you. In South Florida right now, the housing market is really going up because there's not a lot of inventory on the market. So it's a good time for sellers to upgrade, sell the house, get a new loan mm-hmm. with a low interest rate, and yeah, that'd be awesome. So just remind me to DM you my information, and I'll get that to you.
I'll talk to her because she kind of wants to just move down to Hollywood Beach. It's just her and her dog right now, but she just wants to move down to the beach. So I think that'd be pretty cool.
Well,
yeah, that's no problem. Why don't you, if you email theroyalmafia@gmail.com, I'll have my dad who gets those emails forward that to me, and then just email me your information, and I will get back to you.
Okay, cool.
Hey, Amanda, as we kind of hooked you up with Caroline on the air, do we get
you're not
no
getting
one?
A referral
no.
Okay, I know where you're going with this, and it's not legal.
Well, I'm actually trying to be a referral agent. I work for the local Century 21 here in Augusta. I'm not an agent, though. I do their marketing stuff, so if anyone gets to be the referral agent, it's me.
That's funny. Yeah, just DM me the email me that information, and I'll get back to you.
Okay, cool. It might be this week. You know, we had the huge ice storm, and really nobody here besides us has any
stay
power.
Inside.
Yeah, 84% of my whole city is alpha power right now, so
we're
just really lucky to have it.
Wow.
Wow.
Well, keep warm and keep safe, and I hope you're having good family time while it's cold outside. So cuddle up. Oh, good.
All right, thank you.
Oh, have a good night.
Thanks,
you too.
Caroline.
All right.
That was really cool. You might get a listing out of the show.
That's funny.
I just
go ahead,
maybe
Paul.
It's a self promoting question. And I wouldn't expect you to not say, I'm just going to get to the question. Have we delivered in what we were trying to do at the start of the show for you? Has this been kind of a refreshing change of pace? Or?
Yeah, no, you guys have been super sweet and super awesome. It was great. I love doing, every interview is different, and you guys have been really awesome. So, yeah, you've been doing a great job.
Well, thank you so much. We've enjoyed every minute of it. And it's been really, really great to talk to you and find out a little bit about you and what you do and what your days are like and just a little bit more about Amanda Zuckerman and what makes you tick. I don't know where the background noise is.
Yeah, I don't know where that's coming from either. Who is that?
Hmm.
I don't know where that's coming from.
Wait, that's not coming from one of you guys?
No.
Paul, is that coming
okay.
from you?
There we go. Okay. I found it.
No, it was not coming from me. And, in fact, Amanda, I went and muted myself to see if it would stop. But
I found
it. It's gone. Okay, great.
weird. So, yeah, and we would love to have you call back during Michelle Costa's show, who does Manic Mondays for us, and talk to us during the next Big Brother season. She would absolutely love to have you call in, like, during Big Brother 16 and chat with us a little about, you know, the Big Brother 16 season as it's going on. Just get your opinion about, you know, the new season as it's unfolding, because, you know, it's going to be different for you seeing, you know, new people in that house. Michelle's talked about how different it was for her when she came out of the house and saw people sitting in, you know, what you feel like is your house when you come out of there. And they're sitting at your table and eating cereal and, you know,
outside
in your bathroom and, you know, sleeping in your beds. And, you know, it's how
yeah.
you feel kind of that first season that happens after yours. You feel like they're in your house. And
yeah.
so, you know, we'd love to have you come back and maybe, you know, join us for Manic Mondays and be on with Michelle and
I would like
chat
to
with
share,
us about this upcoming season.
I would like to share with you another very good friend of ours here from The Amazing Race, Mary and David Connolly. And Mary is on our show, and she's been on for years, and she just loved you too. And it's kind of neat when somebody that's been on another CBS reality show, she is a huge Big Brother fan, right, Cherry?
Absolutely.
Oh, that's awesome.
She
cool.
loved Big Brother, and she's probably one of the biggest Big Brother fans I know. And she would call in during our Big Brother shows and, you know, chat with us about Big Brother, and she also does our Amazing Race shows.
Right, and if you weren't aware, she actually was on her original season and came back the next year for an All-Stars. She's, she's awesome.
Oh, cool. That's awesome. I like to hear that, so thank you.
You're welcome.
She loved you and was just one of your biggest fans and would absolutely be thrilled to be able to talk with you, Anna.
Oh, my gosh. Can I tell you guys something? Sorry, I'm having, like, major ADD right now, but can I tell you something really funny?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
so,
absolutely.
So,
make us laugh.
Okay. So I have a Philip Allen photo shoot tomorrow, and I was like, you know, tan fat is better than white fat, so I decided to go get a spray tan, and this is my first spray tan since Get Your Tan on the show. So, like, I
oh my
walk
gosh.
In there, and just the smell, like, you know, like, your smell is your strongest sense for, like, what is it, like, memory? What it's your
yes.
best, like,
mm-hmm.
memory, your smell. So I walk in there, and I smell, like, the Mystic Tan. And it brought me back to, like, I almost got, like, a little bit of anxiety. I'm like, oh, my God.
Oh,
and then
no.
I was thinking about that because I'm looking at my feet, which is, like, the most difficult part to do. You do a Mystic Tan, and my left foot looks like a leopard, which is probably not good for the shoot. I don't think we're doing he's planning on shooting an animal tomorrow.
Oh, my
so.
God. I don't think I've ever seen something like that happen. That was so awful.
The way that I smell right now, it's just like, it just reminds me of Big Brother. It's funny.
So don't be surprised when you fall asleep tonight and you start dreaming you have bad dreams, right?
I know, right?
So So, Amanda, yeah, did you get the aromas that you put in the Mystic Tan? Like, you can get the aromas that they put in them?
No, I'm a Jew, girl. I just, aroma, whatever. I'm going to go take a shower. It's going to come off anyways, you know? And that's probably some extra bucks that I'm not willing to spend, so.
Well, I'll tell you about my first time ever getting Mystic Tan.
Oh.
You know, because I don't know about this shit, okay? You know? I was stupid. I'm not stupid anymore. But I was stupid. It was going out to do a tribute for the founder of our show who passed away like 3 years ago. And I had been invited to go out to L.A. to the rap party for Big Brother. And they were doing one in L.A. and then one in Vegas, okay? So I'm going out to L.A. and then straight to Vegas, and I need to get a tan quick. And so I said, okay, I'll do the Mystic Tan. I'd been tanning a little bit, but it just wasn't dark enough. And so that, I let them talk me into doing this Mystic Tan. I didn't know that it smelled that way, okay? So I wasn't rushing and doing tans every day to get my tan darker. They had talked me into coming in the very day before I was to fly out the next morning and doing this Mystic Tan. So, first of all, the night before my Mystic Tan, I had my hair done with this stuff that straightens your hair, and
the
I'm
keratin?
Forgetting the name. The
keratin.
Keratin. Mm-hmm. And it puts a smell in your hair that
yeah.
I didn't know about. Okay.
Well, you know, they use, there's a keratin is the same, like, they use the same, well, I can't spit it out, Amanda, Jesus. They use the same stuff in, like, embalming dead bodies as they do in keratin. So
well, I didn't know that
like
either.
Like a dead body.
Oh, no.
Well, okay, so here I am, Amanda. I didn't know any of this shit. So I get my hair done with the keratin, okay? The next day, I go get a Mystic Tan for the first time, and I didn't know that that shit smelled either. And
oh my god!
So
you
then,
were like a walking.
and then I fly to LA the very next morning, and I'm meeting all these reality people, and I'm wanting to go up and hug them, and at the same time I'm like, stay 10 feet away from me! I don't want you to smell me. You
know? Yeah,
it was the most horrible feeling on the planet. And I was trying to wash it out, you know, I got in the shower and tried to wash it out, and it was just horrible. I've never felt so bad in all of my life, you know, and that's where I met Janelle and all these people that I was telling you about earlier, but I felt like so self-conscious about this, my hair, my spray tan, and all this. I didn't know all this shit smelled like that. I had never done either one of them before.
They need to make another addition to Beauty is Pain. Beauty is pain, and beauty is smelly.
Oh, my gosh.
Take a shower, I guess.
It was just,
whatever.
It was the most horrible experience that I have ever.
Yeah, well, imagine doing that back-to-back with, like, one spray tan on another spray tan on another spray tan. McCray had to sleep with me, you know, with this, like, smelly spray tan girl. But he loved it. Like, he loved, like, I think he felt, like, McCray is such, like, a Big Brother fan that, like, when I was getting the spray tan, his eyes, like, lit up. Like, he loved it because it's, like, it's like that makes you like remember like, wow, it feels like I'm in Big Brother again. Like, because after a while, it doesn't feel like you're playing the game anymore. It just feels like life. But then when something happens, like when the competitions happen, and then when something crazy and weird happens like that, then, you know, it's pretty exciting. Like, that makes me smile because I haven't seen McCray's eyes light up like that, like, in a long time. I don't know. It's cool.
I felt so bad for you having to do those tans over and over and over again.
It wasn't that bad. It wasn't. It really wasn't that bad. I think it was kind of funny, and it kind of liked the attention.
Well, at least they didn't make you do anything like shave your head or anything. I mean,
I would never do that. No, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, they've done it on The Amazing Race, and
made a girl shave her head.
Yes.
Oh God, I wouldn't do that.
I mean, that would be the worst. I just couldn't even imagine that. But
yeah.
Big Brother has not gotten that mean yet. Thank goodness.
Yeah.
But we do have one more caller on the switchboard, and I think then at that point we will start wrapping tonight
up.
You've been so gracious and fun to talk to Amanda. We've had a blast, and I don't want to overstay our welcome and keep you on too long. I do want you to come back and do this again with us. So we'll take this call and then start wrapping us
wind her down.
Up here. Yeah. But we have Hope on with us now. Hope, how are you? You're on with Amanda.
Hi. What up, girl? Hey.
This is like one of my biggest fans in the entire world, and she's so crazy, and I love it. And she has like 30,000 crowns, and I sent her my shoes from the Big Brother Bunny HOH, and she had like she died,
okay.
And I loved every second of it.
I did. I really did. Like that was probably that was the best birthday I've ever had.
Oh,
you know, Terry.
Amazing.
Terry bought those shoes for her birthday and bought her crown. Like the thing that I love the most about Big Brother and especially my fans is that like they've all become really like a mafia, like a family together. And like Terry is so gracious and like for a couple of the girls' birthdays, like she bought her some stuff from my website. And it's really awesome to see someone like Hope appreciate these items and really value it because it makes you feel special. So I love Hope. Hope's a great
wow.
Oh,
boy, am I glad
too.
We got you on the phone, Hope. You're wonderful.
I Hope,
like,
I'm so
it's
glad
like,
you made
like,
it
I'm
on.
I'm literally shaking right now because it's so cool, like talking to Amanda.
Oh, God, stop. It's
oh,
not
really?
That's what we're about, connecting fans to the reality stars they love. That's our motto, and that's what we're all about, girl. I'm so glad you made it before we wrap the show up tonight. And
well,
I know what it was to get those items from a reality star. I've got my office all decked out in items from reality people, and when my house burned, I lost so many of my collectibles, and I'm now starting over, and it's been amazing. You know, just people have been so gracious and, you know, sent me items to start my collection over. When I went to Toys for Tots, John Crocker, God bless him, I adore him, he had the biggest Big Brother collection in the world, and he presented me with the chess set that was in the house from Big Brother 10, and he had taken it to all these events and had all these people autograph it. It's even got some of the CBS production people, and like I think it's got
definitely
Robin Cass and you know, some of those people on it. But he's taken it to all these events, and every square on the chess set has mostly Big Brother people on it. On every square, it's autographed from a Big Brother person.
I just have to add that Cherry knew about him having this, and she knew how important it was to him and how much he prized, you know. And when he offered it to her, she really wanted to refuse at first, right?
Oh, I cried and I kept saying, no, no, you can't do this. You can't do this. I was doing the ugly cry, actually. You know, that ugly cry you go into. Because I had been at a lot of the events where he actually would ship this thing, not take it on a plane with him. He would ship it, you know, to the where he was going to the event because it was so special to him. And then, you know, pick it up and take it to the event and have these people sign it. And he had such an amazing, huge Big Brother collection of things, things that were on set. His collection was just incredible. And when he presented me with this chess set, I was just in tears. And I told him, you can't do this. And he said, yes, I can. And he did. And so eventually I graciously had to accept it. And it's now in my office. And people have been so kind in helping me begin to, you know, rebuild my collection. And it's wonderful when you get one of those items, Hope, like you received Amanda's shoes. It you treasure those so much, and it just makes you feel so good that somebody felt so connected to you that they thought enough about you to reach out to you and offer something so precious to you. Right?
Yeah, like getting this, yeah, it was like seriously so cool because I was cheering at a basketball game for my school. And I get home, and there's a package. And my sister's like, hook, there's a package. And I want you to open it now. So I open it, and my sister's recording me. And I literally am screaming on the top of my lungs because I'm like, oh, my gosh. Like, this Amanda's for these. These are from Amanda. Like, I was freaking.
You're so cute.
So
way to go, Zuckerman. Way to go.
I'll give you the $20 I promised you after the show is over for the day.
We know better.
Hey,
we know better.
I'm so happy that you got to call in Hope, because I felt like we were getting really down the wire. We're going longer than we probably normally go, so I'm so happy we got you on. So happy.
Well, I'm so happy that y'all extended it, because this is probably one of the coolest days ever, talking to Amanda Zuckerman. So, yeah.
She's such a cheerleader. Do you hear her voice? Oh, my God.
Absolutely.
I'm not a cheerleader, but she is.
That's
awesome.
Yeah.
That's so cool. You know,
did you have any questions,
it's great
though?
When you have people like that cheering you on.
Yep.
Yeah. Okay, so,
questions?
I do have a question. Actually, I have two. One of them is, I'm wondering if you ever hung up the A painting that I sent you.
The A painting is sitting next to my bed. I haven't hung it up, but it's sitting here next to my bed.
Okay, that's cool.
I haven't decided. I might bring it into my office and put it in my office.
Cool.
Mm-hmm.
All right, and
what's
the
second
question? Is, I'm wondering if you're going to put more stuff on the Royal Mafia so I can get more stuff.
Yeah, I am. I have a lot of the rap bracelets coming. I think I'm going to focus more toward jewelry as opposed to clothing. But the rap bracelets went like friggin' hotcakes. They went so fast. They literally went in 10 minutes.
Yeah, I was at school when you put them up, and then I got off of school, and then they're gone. I'm like, okay.
Yeah, I have more. Cool. I have more coming at the end of February. So as soon as those come in, I'll put those up. And you know, right now I have a bunch of the flower headbands. It's getting towards spring soon, which I guess if you're up north, you're not feeling it, especially right now. But the TRM flower headbands, like the ones I wore on the show, I have those. So yeah, I mean, the inventory is changing, and there's still a bunch of stuff out on the site. So as soon as it comes in, I'll definitely put it on.
Okay. There's only 34 days until spring, everyone, so get those headbands early.
God.
The flower headbands are so awesome. Like, I love, like, I everywhere, every time I wear one of mine, I get compliments on it because it's so unique and different. But I understand, since I don't wear them really that much in the winter, but it goes well in, like, the spring and summer. I was just going out, like, if you go to a festival or even just, like, you know, go to the beach or just, you know, it's very cool. It's hippie, you know?
Yeah,
I love it.
I was going to ask if you had anything that you wanted to promote, and I know that you do jewelry and have your website and everything, so why don't you talk to us a little bit about that? We'll leave Hope on the line with us, and go ahead and tell us a little bit about your jewelry and your website and all of that, Amanda, before we wrap up the show
just
tonight.
Yeah,
I mean, if you haven't heard already, it's basically a hobby slash second job of mine, therealmafia.com, where I haven't in a while, but I need to. I do fashion blogs, and also I sell some pretty cool stuff that I love personally myself that I've handpicked, and also beauty products as well. So, yeah, that's theroyalmafia.com. And I've also started posting more videos to YouTube on my YouTube channel, which is The Amanda Zuckerman. And if you don't already follow me on Twitter, my Twitter handle is Amanda Zuckerman. So
cool.
That's it.
Awesome. Well, I have personally had a blast talking with you tonight, Amanda, and I hope that you will come back and join us again for a Manic Monday show with Michelle Costa and talk to us about Big Brother 16 when that starts this summer, because I know she would absolutely be thrilled. I did talk to her earlier today about joining us tonight, and she is so incredibly sick right now. They sent her home from work yesterday. Yeah, they sent her, and literally her boss sent her home from work yesterday. She's so sick. So she just couldn't make it on tonight. But she would love to have you come on and join us.
Yeah, she would.
Sometime in the future. Maybe not even wait for Big Brother, but, you know,
yeah.
If it, whenever we can get you back on, love to have you come back on and do a show with Michelle. And
yeah, for sure.
Just
let
keep
just
in touch.
Let me know. Yeah.
All right. Well, thank
well,
you
I
so much for tonight.
I personally hated every minute of this show.
You're,
I'm sorry,
you know,
I let
liar.
You know,
Paul.
You know that's a lie. Thanks, Amanda.
Amanda, you take care and have a wonderful Valentine's Day and have a great photo shoot with Philip Allen tomorrow.
Oh, yeah.
Thanks. Yeah, I can't wait to share it with all of you guys. So,
I can't wait.
Thank you for having
pictures.
Me on. I appreciate it. Thank you for keeping it so light and fun. And yeah, just have a really good night and a really good week. And what is it? Just how many weeks until Big Brother Canada? March 5th. So we're coming up
a few weeks away.
Yeah. Yay.
Mm-hmm. All right, guys. Thanks for having me, and I'll talk to you guys soon.
All right.
Thanks,
thank
Amanda.
You, Amanda. You take care, babe.
Bye.
Keep in touch. All right. Bye-bye,
hon.
All right. Bye-bye.
Thanks, Hope. Bye, Hope.
Bye.
Bye, Hope. Thanks so much for calling in, babe. That was
great
hearing you talk to Amanda.
Oh, well,
we loved it.
Thanks for letting me call in. And thanks for, like, extending it so I could.
We enjoyed every minute of it.
Yes.
You take care
and
have a great night, okay?
All right, you too.
All right, bye-bye, hon.
Bye-bye.
Bye.
Oh, okay. So, Jerry, let me just take the opportunity. This is, I'm so out of my element where I'm doing this right now and how I'm doing this and not being in the chat room. I want to just say a big thank you to everybody that's been listening, everybody in the chat room, obviously all our podcasters that are so loyal and listen to our show. I want to personally say thank you to them. And I want to say thank you to you, Jerry, because this we were thinking along the same wavelength anyway, but I like this kind of a show.
I do too. I really enjoyed it. We didn't have any of the calls, you know, and the, I don't know why you did this, and why did you say that, and, you know, why did you talk about this person, and da-da-da-da-da. I just didn't want to go there tonight. I just wanted it to be about Amanda and keep it light and keep it a nice show about Amanda. And it was a wonderful show, and I was so pleased with the callers and their questions and how it all happened tonight. And I want to thank everybody that called in. It was just a wonderful show, and that's what I wanted for tonight. And I thank everybody that participated tonight.
Mission accomplished, and now my special request to you is, can we wrap this show up? Because I got to get to bed. I got to get early tomorrow, and I want to get back home so I can
I do
get
have
back
one
to my
announcement.
Normal life. Okay.
I do have one announcement. I got a text just before the show went on air. Many
Breaking
people
news.
From many of our regular Rad Reality family knows Jody, who is a regular in our chat room. She has been in the hospital since February 4th. I didn't know it until tonight. She is having a major surgery, major, nearly life-threatening surgery. And I just want everybody to please keep Jody in their thoughts and prayers. She is going through a very rough time right now. So please keep her in your thoughts and prayers. We have a very close Rad Reality family here, and no, it's not Jody off BB14. This is Jody, who is part of our Rad Reality family, and
a loyal fan who has been with us for years.
So I just wanted to put that out there. Also, if you will, I put a post in the Rad Reality group page about a survivor who it's a survivor alumni that really could use some assistance. It's Cindy Hall, and she's getting ready to have surgery, and she's going to be basically off her feet and in bed and recuperating for like 6 months, and she's not going to be able to work or do anything. She has horses, she has dogs, she has a tortoise, all these animals that she needs to take care of, and Michael Stuckey is trying to raise some money to help her and her animals through this time. So if you have it in you and you would like to, go to the Rad Reality Show group page, and there's a link there where you can make a donation to help her through this time. Just want to put that out there as well. Thank you all so very much for a wonderful show tonight. Paul, thank you.
Yes,
I want to thank you, too, because I know that it's been very difficult for you to be part of the show tonight, but you've always been there for me when I needed you most, and I thank you so much for being here tonight.
You're very welcome.
And Deb Cakes is saying, Cherry, tell Paul I said hi.
Deb Cakes, hey. Oh, I love my Deb Cakes. Hey, I want to let you know, Cherry, you may not realize this, but somehow I got a message in the device I'm using, and I'm not really used to it. But Seymour, 13 hours ahead of us, Seymour is actually listening to our show in Thailand, that little jerk.
Wow.
That's kind of cool. Yeah. So he sent me a message saying thanks for the shout-out earlier, so he's listening. So I will give him a second shout-out. Thank you for those kind words, Cherry. I also always want to support you, whether sometimes I fall short of that. I will always try to improve, okay? Love you.
Well, I love you too, Paul. You take care. Have safe travels. Our thoughts and prayers are with you and your family and your dad. And I just hope he has a speedy recovery, and you get home and get some rest, and we will talk to you on Manic Mondays. And thank you again for doing everything you do for the show and for me and for all of us. So good night to you. Take care. We're going to wrap this one up with Ron, as we always do. Thank you to all of our podcast listeners, to all of the people that were in our chat room tonight. Thank you to everybody who helped in this show in any way tonight. And thank you to everybody that called in and asked questions. Thank you so much to Amanda Zuckerman for calling in. And thank you to all of our regular Rad Reality family members who are always there to support us. We love you dearly. Thank you to those were new listeners tonight. Yes, happy Valentine's Day to everybody out there. We're going to wrap this one up with Ron, as we always do.
Our founder.
Yes. Good night, everybody. Take care. God bless. Have a great weekend. Come back and join us for Manic Mondays with Michelle Costa from Big Brother 10 on Monday at 7 p.m. Eastern, 6 p.m. Central. Until then, here's Ron.
So thank you guys for stopping in. I do want to say some other stuff real quick. I was thinking about, like, today, about how much we've had so many people that have been faithful callers to our show. But I thank everyone that has been part of the show and is still part of the show. But, you know, I want to say thank you to you guys. And the reality of people that, you know, I do this for you guys. And I hope you guys enjoy it. I'm going to go ahead and close it off tonight. And I appreciate everyone. I appreciate everyone.
I want to finish off the show with a little music and say to all of my listeners, thank you guys, and thank you all for coming in. God bless you, and thank you for listening to the show. And it was a great one.
It was a great one. I thank Amanda so much for calling in tonight. And we just had a really, really nice show, and I hope we can do it again real soon. Everybody have a great weekend. Paul, again, thank you so much. Say goodnight, babe.
Good night. I'm not going to say babe. Good night, babe. No. Good night, Cherry. And yes, I agree with you, Ron. It was a great show. See you next time. See you. Oh,
all right.
I'm not in the chat room. And scene. See you on the flip side. Shut up.
All right.
Bye-bye.
Take care, everybody. That's a wrap. And we hope to see you back here on Monday. Have a great weekend. God bless.
Be kind to each other.
Be kind to each other. Good night.